Earth and sky.
Earth's climate and weather are tied to our food supply.
And many scientists who model future climate believe that temperatures will rise and patterns of rainfall, freeze, and drought will become less certain while population increases.
If we want an agricultural system that's resilient, that's strong, that's able to respond to climate change, that can keep up with pests and diseases, if we want any of that, where do we get it? It doesn't just occur by snapping our fingers or wishing it to be.
That's Kerry Fowler, and he's talking about seeds. Fowler's executive director of the Global Crop Diversity Trust, part of the force behind the Svalbard Global Seed Vault, opening in early 2008 with the goal of storing millions of seeds.
Fowler believes it's essential to save crop diversity in the form of seeds so plant breeders can develop new crop varieties with new characteristics for a changing climate.
The rapidity of change that's going to be required far outstrips any kind of selective process that a farmer can undertake. But our domesticated crops are in our hands. They don't evolve accidentally or on their own. Their evolution and their future, what they look like tomorrow and 100 years from now, is really, for better or worse, under our control.
I'm Joel Block with Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.